The case revolves around a girl who at 16 privately recorded a conversation between herself and her stepfather, Richard McDade. According to the court documents, while he didn't use sexually explicit language, he, quote, appeared to be asking her to have sex with him. And if she didn't, he'd be, quote, physically sick. He also indicated that he was doing her a favor by not telling her mother, otherwise the victim would be taken back to Mexico. And reading from the brief, sex abuse survivor Lauren Book says there are many other things wrong with this case, including the fact that McDade was an ice cream truck driver who had ready access to kids.
Even so, in the beginning, when you start reading, red flags all over the place. Never had sex with intercourse with his wife. The wife did not believe her daughter, brought her to a doctor. The doctor never reported the suspected abuse. Two members of clergy from her church did not report the abuse. How many times was this young girl going to be denied justice?
For 6 years, until she was 16 years old, Book survived the abuse of her nanny. Since then, she's been a victim's advocate, holding events and working with lawmakers to help abuse victims. And the 2015 legislative session will be no different, especially, she says, after the Supreme Court decision. In it, the justices agreed they couldn't allow the girl's evidence against her stepfather because it would create an exception to Florida's two-party consent rule, and they said that's, quote, a matter for the legislature. And with no DNA or physical evidence to support the victim's claims, the case hinged on the recorded conversation.
You know, it's a truly horrific decision. While I can understand, I'm just so disappointed at the ruling. We should all be disappointed in the ruling, but we'll work very, very hard with our legislature to create the change so that this young girl and others can find justice.
Among those lawmakers Book is working with is Coral Springs Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz. He recently filed the House bill creating an exemption that allows victims age 16 or younger to use secret recordings as evidence in court.
You know, technology has changed. The reason we're having this conversation is the statute was written in a time when people didn't have a tiny recording device in their pocket. And now that children, some as young as the age of 9 and 10, you see with cell phones, why don't we use these devices to help protect them that can put their offender away? A lot of times, these things become he said, she said, and no one believes a kid. An adult comes in and says it's not true, nobody believes the child. And this will be incontrovertible evidence that a jury will be able to weigh.
While he hasn't yet encountered any opponents to the bill, Moskowitz says he may anticipate some resistance, though the bill is bipartisan in nature.
I wanted to put a bill forward that addressed this particular instance so that you could minimize potential the First Amendment argument that the opponents of a bill like this will make, that we're infringing on their First Amendment. Well, my attitude is, you know, all of the rights that you're granted have limitations. And if you're going to abuse a child, you lose your First Amendment rights.
And he adds, while the bill for now centers around a certain age group, he sees it as sort of a pilot.
A lot of the times it's easier to get something on the books, test it, and then expand the scope of it going forward. So if they wanted to expand it, if the legislature sees this and wants to expand it to all sexual abuse victims, no matter the age, they could do that.
Meanwhile, Book indicated that in addition to Moskowitz, she's also working with Fort Walton Beach Republican Representative Matt Gaetz and former Senate Majority Leader Elizabeth Benequisto on this bill. And Book says she would love to reach out to the girl involved in this case.
We want to also respect her privacy, but as we prepare for the walk, you know, this is a young girl who we, of course, want to empower. To have her voice heard and to feel that there are people out there who love and care about her and believe in the things that she has to share about. You know, my abuse was very similar to hers in that I was 10 years old until I was 16 every day. And so I want to ensure she knows that she's not alone. And so that is something that we would look forward to.
On top of pursuing some other legislation, Book says she's also preparing for her sixth annual 1,500-mile Walk in My Shoes journey across the state to help spread awareness and help survivors heal. It starts at the southernmost point in Key West on March 14th and will end on the steps of the old Capitol building in Tallahassee on April 22nd. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.